Okay, today we're going to talk about rescue. You know, there's been so many rescues on TV with North Carolina, down someplace in Texas, and even over in Southeast Dallas and stuff. It's been cray-cray. So we're going to talk about rescues. There's several rescues in the Bible. You know, when David was put into the lion's den, the lion's mouth shut. God rescued him during that. When Abraham took his son Isaac up to the altar for him to be killed as a sacrifice, God rescued him and presented a ram in the thicket. Also, when Jonah was told to go to Nineveh and given Nineveh an opportunity to change their sin and get right with the Lord, and he decided to be disobedient because he judged them and thought that that was not the right thing to do, he was swallowed up in a whale, as we all know. God rescued him. God is in the business of rescuing. And you may be in a situation today that you're struggling with, and God may have sent things to you that you just passed up. But God is in the business of being our rescue. And I have a song. I know I've asked God to rescue me a lot of times this past couple of weeks. I keep thinking things will get easier, but, you know, it's only been 4 months, so we've got to learn how to live and cope with this. So we're all suffering and grieving because our pastor's gone. So I just want to express today that there's numerous things in the Bible where God has come and rescued his people. He wants you to trust him, though. That's where it has to start. You have to completely trust your life to God, and that's scary. Because we want to try to work things out in our own minds. Well, God, if you would just do this, it'll be better. And it's hard, even though we know that no matter what we think or do, God's still going to have the final word. We still try to manipulate and make deals with the Lord, and that's not what we need to do. You need to completely turn your lives over to God once again and totally let him have control of everything. And you just got to, bottom line is, you got to trust him. And that's what I keep saying every day. I'm trusting you to God, even though I don't feel it. We're not always going to feel what we say, but just that energy coming through and knowing in your knower that God has got your back, we've got to practice that, hey, God loves me. God's going to take care of me. Always. In the situation with Debbie and her mother, where they're kind of out of sync right now, God's got your back. He's there for you. He's going to work that situation out. Don with his kidney thing. Tim with his illnesses. Brenda being sick. Anita constantly with the oxygen stuff. Dee and her home life. God is here to rescue. He loves us. When little Josue got hurt on the football field, you know, of course you gasp for breath. You just think, oh my gosh. And his mom, my daughter, adopted, his mom called me. She goes, I'm just thinking that he got hurt because of my sin. I said, that's not how it works. That's not how God works. You will be disciplined. But I said, Isabella, she comes over. She doesn't mind me. I get aggravated with her, so I'm going to put her out in the street so she can learn her lesson. God loves us. He's not going to do that. We go through tests and trials only to make us stronger. But he's not up there going, okay, boy, I'm going to give it to you, Kim. I'm going to give you every illness there is, and I'm going to make you suffer. That's not how God operates. You know, there's good things in this world, and there's bad things in this world. And we've got to learn just to trust God with your own situation. Do not judge somebody else by what they're doing. Or, well, if she would give more money to the church, that wouldn't be happening. We can't judge each other. We've got to be there for one another, make the church strong. Amen? Amen.